You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 155. And today I'm joined by a special guest, and we're going to unpack what it means to leverage influencers to boost your visibility and get better traction with your marketing. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Can you believe there's about 4 weeks left in this decade? As this podcast is airing, we are looking at the last few weeks of 2019, and the end of the year is always an interesting time. People start to get really busy with holidays. They start to kind of take stock of what's worked or what hasn't worked in their year. And hopefully your focus is starting to turn to 2020. What would you like 2020 to be like? Let's even look at what do you want the next decade to be like? So you may have ended the year with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of exciting results, or maybe there was a lot of goals that you felt like you haven't yet achieved and you felt blocked or stuck around. Wherever you are, it's perfect. It's just time to regroup and reassess and realign with better strategies. So today's guest is definitely going to talk about an interesting strategy. It's something I've personally really found very valuable for me. And our conversation is going to illuminate some potential strategies that could be a game changer for you in the new year. But also, I want to challenge you on how you're going to get the support and the clarity you need. And a lot of people kind of fumble through it and then wonder why they're not getting the results. They keep trying to do more of the same things that got them where they are now, but they're not getting to where they want to go next. I have this belief, and I believe John F. Kennedy said originally that a rising tide lifts all the boats. And one of the pivotal moments in my entire life was learning the power of masterminds. And I have been in a mastermind since I've been about 29 years old, 30 years old, maybe 28. I've constantly seeked them out to help surround me with people who think differently, sometimes better, who are using strategies and skills that maybe I haven't mastered yet, and creating this unified, symbiotic power rush to accomplish goals that I've never even imagined possible. I happen to run my own mastermind, and we have opened up seats in it. We've opened it up to the current members. It's now more than half full. And if you're looking for a very powerful mastermind for 2020, let's talk. If you head over to the link in the show notes for the Amplify Mastermind, or you can simply go to melaniebenson.com and follow the Work With Me tabs, then you can find out about my Amplify Mastermind for 2020, and let's talk and see if it's the right next step for you. Now, let's get into today's episode. Well, I'm super excited for today's conversation. We're talking about how to grow your list and get new clients with the help of influencers. And I'm really excited to unpack this concept of influencers and how we can really leverage the amazing successes that other people have worked so hard to build. So let me introduce you to my guest. Her name is Cloris Kiley. She's got a marketing MBA, and she's an influencer marketing specialist, showing you how to create a strong marketing foundation and tap into connections with influencers to grow a magnificent business that thrives over the long term. She's the best-selling author of Beyond Influence Marketing. Sorry, let me say that again. She's the best-selling author of Beyond Influencer Marketing and the host of Beyond Influencer Marketing podcast. And she's been featured on network television, top-ranked podcasts, YouTube shows, and websites with millions of followers. Now, Cloris has a unique background in engineering and marketing, which is allowing her to design efficient and effective solutions for her clients. But Cloris knows you need more than tactics to succeed. That's why she also empowers you to, as she says, reveal your magnificence. And it's things like that that have really endeared me to Cloris as I've gotten to know her. So welcome, Cloris.
Oh, so happy to be here, Melanie.
Yeah, Yeah. And it's, you know, we're talking in both of our different bodies of work, you with your book and your podcast, us with the Own Your Bold Influence Challenge, and a lot of the programs we teach here, we both really see the value of aligning with influencers. So I thought it might be a good place to start to talk a little bit about what you mean when you say influencers, because I think sometimes people hear this term kind of thrown around and then they think, well, does that mean I have to be a celebrity or do I have to have a certain number of followers? Like, what does that really mean to be an influencer?
That's a great question to start, because I feel that that's one of the roadblocks that entrepreneurs have to really get this done, or to at least to get started. They say, no, at first I have to have that TEDx talk, or first I have to publish a bestseller, or I have to have 1 million followers on YouTube or whatever that is. But the reality is that influencers can partner with you even if you haven't achieved those things yet. And when I say influencers, I mean anybody who reaches an ideal audience that is perfect for you. It's an audience that has the same values and style that you have, so there's not going to be a clash. It's an audience that will receive your message because it's complementary than that of the influencer, right? So, and that audience doesn't have to be of millions either. There are influencers who have an audience of thousands, and yet you can connect with many more subscribers and clients. And this is these small audiences are so engaged that you can actually get even better results than you would get with somebody who reaches millions. So first thing, you know, remember that influencers could be people who have a smaller audience, as long as that audience is engaged and they will relate to your message.
I love that. And I love that you're bringing up the engaged part, because I know there's been cycles of people over the years really like building up these hundreds of thousands subscribers, right? Their lists are, you know, way up there, but the engagement's really low. And I'm glad to hear you say that part of this influencer strategy is not just about size. Like, this might be one of the examples where size doesn't matter, but really like the quality of the relationships. And I mean, I know to me, Cloris, and I don't know if you think the same way, but I think one of the things that sets people apart as an influencer in my mind is that people are actually listening to what you're saying and they're following your advice.
Yeah, exactly. That's the beauty of this. I always talk about a study called Decoy, and if you haven't seen it, you can check it out on YouTube. It's actually a study put together by Polaroid, and it's interesting to see how people's perceptions change when they're giving a different preframe, right? An idea of who they're going to meet. So they had this group of photographers. And each photographer was giving a different description of the subject they were going to photograph. So somebody was told, oh, this is a grandfather. Oh, this is an ex-convict. This is an alcoholic, right? Like all these different stories. So the photographers met the person. It was the same person they were going to photograph with that idea in their mind. And then they put all of the photos side to side at the end of the experiment, and they were all shocked, right? Because the photos reflected what the photo, what the artist thought that this person was. So the ex-convict looked like an ex-convict, right? The grandfather appeared to be a grandfather. So it just shows you how that preconceived notion that you have of somebody's expertise or background or whatever that is really changes how you see that person. And that's the beauty of when, you know, an influencer introduces you as an expert, then you have that already covered. Then people want to listen because they respect the influencer.
Mm. I love that example. It's such a perfect example of what happens with the endorsement of someone that people are already listening to and have rapport with and, you know, have that trust. So let's dig in a little bit more to what you found. What is the biggest difference between just asking a friend, you know, who maybe is in business with you, they do similar things to support you, maybe you guys are doing some cross promotion, versus asking an influencer and aligning with people who kind of have that next level of prestige?
Yeah, what I would say is you need to figure out how you can deliver value to that influencer. And that requires research. So I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm just going to mass email 1,000 influencers and one of them will get back to me. It really is about studying this influencer because you really resonate with their message and then figuring out what they have going on in their world that you can help with. Like, for example, there's an influencer, Evan Carmichael, who's grown a really large following on YouTube. I think he's now close to 2 million followers and really growing his business really fast. I first connected with him and he was launching his first book, a book I highly recommend. It's called Your One Word. And I was really a promoter of this book. You know, I was there to post a review. I, even to this day, I just give the book to all my clients. I talk about it in my presentations because it's a fantastic book. Now he's coming up with another book. And I just found out actually yesterday. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be the first person to get that book. I'm going to post a review, right? Because I know that Evan cares about that right now. So that's the most important thing. What do they care about and how can you deliver value? It could be something as simple as that, just posting a review, letting them know. If they have a new podcast and you're there listening, posting a review on iTunes, what is it that they care about the most? So you are on their radar. The goal here, Melanie, is to open the door to a relationship, right? So you're trying to deliver value first and open that door.
I think this is one of the smartest strategies, and it's amazing how many people don't do this and they just go right in and make the ask and you're like, I have no idea who you are. We have no relationship. And you know, what I think some people don't realize is how many pitches people who are kind of a little more influential, maybe they're a little more evolved in their business. They've been doing it a long time. They get pitched like every day a lot. And so what you just described is a way to build that connection and stand out and you know, like give first.
Yeah, exactly. It's always about giving. One of the guests on my show, Bob Burke, who has become a good friend, another guest on your podcast recommended his book, The Go-Giver. I also highly recommend it because, yes, it's about giving first. And many people think, oh, because I have experienced that. People reach out to me, oh, you know, I love your podcast. I just posted a review. And then a day later, I get the ask. It's like, oh, okay. So I see the true intentions here, right? So it's not about doing this with in the back of your mind, what I'm going to get out of this, right? It's to really deliver value because you believe in their message. And they have a plan, you know, what can I do next? Now that I've opened this door, what can I do next to deliver more value to this influencer? And the more you get to know them, the more you will be able to give. And then you will see when the right time is to really, you know, step up and either request to be a guest on their show or to be featured on their blog or to partner with them, whatever that might be. But you really have to grow this relationship before it's time for you to do that.
Well said. You know, speaking of Bob Burke, I've been friends with him for many years. And I'll tell you one thing he does so well, so in line with what we're talking about here. He's very active on social media and what he does, and it's brilliant, is he like goes out and shares so many other people's posts. Mm-hmm. And there's been a few times where he's seen I've been doing a promotion or have something, and without ever like, you know, needing anything in return, he just would promote it and he would do a post about it and he would talk to other people about it and send people my way. And I thought, you know, that is the essence of how you activate strong relationships with other influencers, is you do it from your heart because it makes you happy. And then it's just contagious and everybody wants to like, you know, start creating more buzz around each other. And so Bob Burke is really a pro at that whole, you know, like giving first mentality. Of course he is, because he wrote the book about it.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about the kind of the blunders and roadblocks and some of the things that people may not realize that they're doing that might be getting in the way of aligning with influencers.
Well, I think that one of the main things I hear is, why would an influencer would listen to me? Why care about me if I don't even have the same, close to the same influence they have? So I believe that, like, if you feel that you're not at that level, right? If you don't see yourself succeeding and connecting with that influencer, now you will just find an excuse. You'll say, oh yeah, I have this webinar I have to create, so let me do that first. Oh, I'll get to it next week when I finish X or Y. So you'll be subconsciously kind of putting this off and really not implementing this as a system in your business. A common thing I see people do is say, oh yeah, when I get to it, I'll do it, right? They're trying to wing connecting with influencers, but it has to be a system. It has to be something that you do on a consistent basis, on a deliberate basis, for it to really give you the right or the best results. So one thing to ask yourself about today is, you know, what is it that I have to offer to others, to influencers? Is it your expertise? Is it the unique value that you deliver, a combination of your background, your expertise, and that you can deliver to their audience, right? Is it the knowledge about their audience, right, that nobody else has that you can contribute? What is it that makes you, that sets you apart? And once you have a strong value proposition and you believe in it, like you really believe you have something of value to offer, then it'll be a lot easier for you to take that step. And something that I've found when something seems too intimidating, right, is to try to take a baby step and to see how it works. So maybe you don't want to reach out to Gary Vaynerchuk today, right? But instead you can try reaching out to a podcaster who has, you know, thousands of followers or thousands of listeners, who is more approachable, right? And you have the right pitch and you get on their show and you go, oh my God, you know, this is possible. I'm going to keep going. And the more you do and the more you see, then you'll start to see that, yes, you have great value to offer. And then you'll be empowered to reach out to those top influencers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great suggestion with that baby step. Doing something that maybe isn't quite as terrifying as reaching out to the biggest name you can think of. You know, and it's funny that you bring this up because I think that confidence is very much a part of what holds people back, right? Like the limiting beliefs, the fears, the doubts, right? The am I good enough? All of that mindset really does play out in a lot of different ways. But you would be surprised how many of the biggest name people are the most approachable. Mm-hmm. And they're so kind, and they don't really want to have this feeling like they're better than you or that they've got more than you. They're just like you. It's just they happen to be good at getting themselves out there. So they're way more approachable than many of us would believe, and that keeps us from really reaching out. So just remember, it's way easier than you're making up in your mind, right?
Yeah, that's true. And you will see that the right influencers are eager to connect with you. Yes, you might reach out to someone who doesn't get back to you, right? They ignore you, which, you know, something that people tell me too. I don't want to be ignored and rejected. Yes, you might be. It's okay. You're taking a risk that people will reject you or ignore you. It will happen. I'm not saying that it will never happen. But there will be the right influencer who really resonates with what you do and what you have to say to them. And those will become really strong connections, people who can be your supporters, your allies, who can really help you take your business to the next level.
Why don't we like give some specifics? You know, we've talked about this in kind of a general way, and I love the tips you've given so far, but what are some of the different ways you could align with somebody, you know, besides sharing social media or maybe getting on their podcast?
Yeah, I mean, once there are different steps, right? So what is the first step? Something that you can do, you know, we open the door, we deliver value to the influencer. Let's say that you've done that. Then you have to figure out, okay, what's next, right? I'm going to maybe join their community. They have a paid community. You join, you deliver value there every day. You're the, you know, number one contributor in their Facebook group. So to really stand out. Once you feel that the influencer knows you, then you're ready to do an ask. And that ask might be to have you as a special guest. If they have a coaching program, you can be a guest for that program. They can have you as a guest on a Facebook Live or on their podcast. They can, you know, it depends on the influencer. So I would say if you know exactly what you want to get out of, you know, each outreach you do, then you'll be better positioned to get results. So for example, when I first posted an article on Tiny Buddha, which is one of the largest personal development sites in the world, really. I didn't know the owner of the blog, but I knew that she was looking for valuable content. So in this case, it was pretty easy for me to actually get quick results in the form of the hundreds of subscribers I got from my blog posts, because they were just value to her to publish that, right? Now, I didn't just stop there. I knew that I wanted to create a relationship with this blogger, right? With Lori DeShen, who created the blog. So I just continued to deliver value, to share the blog. She published the book. Again, I would be the first one to review it, to buy it, to promote it, gave ideas to her. And I found myself just, you know, every time I submitted an article, she would get back to me and say, oh, this is great, Cloris. By the way, why don't you make this change, right? So she started to actually help me edit my articles just because of all that value I had brought, right? And then when she had a new book come out, I was able to actually write a story for her book. So that just shows you how you take that relationship to the next level, right? But I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to create a long-term relationship with Lori, the owner of this blog. For podcasters, yes, you might get a podcast interview pretty quickly, but what is it that you want to do next? Maybe this podcaster has a great mastermind program, and you're thinking, oh, maybe we could partner up, and one of my products could be a bonus for those who join this person's mastermind. So that's what's in your mind, or that's your idea. So you are a guest on their show. You make sure you promote that interview left and right, right? You try to find another way to deliver value to this person. And then you bring up the conversation. Hey, I just noticed you have this great mastermind. I have an idea that I'd like to talk to you about. And then you just get on a call and discuss that. So I would say, you know, we're in the online world, but you know, your goal should always be to bring the conversation offline, to have that conversation via, you know, Zoom or in person, where you can discuss these ideas and then see what is the next thing I can do to collaborate with this influencer.
So what I just heard you say, which is super brilliant, is don't wait for them to come up with the idea and invite you. Like, right. Take the lead, like be the one who's creating opportunity with these influencers. And I think, again, like if we go back to that mindset you brought up earlier, a really, a bad mindset to go into this with is like, they'll tell me if they want to do something. Like, no, you have to take the lead and you have to be the one that comes up with the ideas. And, you know, not everyone might say yes to it, but the right ones will say yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you definitely have to be looking for those opportunities. I remember I had an appearance on Entrepreneurs on Fire, who's one of the largest podcasts for entrepreneurs. And I continued to deliver value to John Lee Dumas, the host. You know, we stayed in touch. And of course, I was paying close attention to what he was doing in his business. And then one day I realized that because he just doesn't have time or the desire to coach people one-on-one, he actually referred people to qualified coaches, right, to grow their business. So I said, oh, I just noticed you have this program. Would you like to talk about that? And, you know, he was more than open to do that. And I ended up connecting with several clients thanks to him. So it's just one example. You really have to look for those opportunities. And if you look for them, you'll find them. You know, that's the way it works. Mm-hmm.
These are brilliant little nuggets of wisdom, you know, and just taking action on one of them can make a huge difference. But if you started to, like you said, like systemize and get really intentional and strategic about putting these steps together, this is like a major chance to up-level your business.
It is, yes. And then once you reach a level that you've connected with a good group of influencers, then I would say it's not as intense as it was earlier when you were starting to build those connections. Then the connections come to you, right? And then you become that influencer that people want to reach out to and connect with.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine if somebody's listening in, I'm going to speak for our listener for a moment. They might start getting really curious, like, so where would I find influencers that would be a good fit for me? Do you have any tips if somebody, maybe they feel like they don't really know influencers or they don't really have them in their in their scope of reach right now, how would you start to cultivate that?
Well, I would say the first place to look for is in your ideal audience, right? So if you have a platform such as a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel or your list of subscribers, really reach out to them and say, who do you look up to, right? Like, where do you go to consume your content? What podcasts do you listen to? What books do you read? And that will give you an idea of how to get started, because really you want to be where your ideal clients are. And even if you don't have a platform, then what about your current clients? What do they have to say? So I would say get on a conversation with people who are ideal clients and then ask them where they consume their content, who do they admire? And that's a list already for you to get started. It depends on your field, but if you're, for example, in my case, I'm teaching marketing, right? I'm helping my clients with their online marketing. So I have, you know, a lot of people in the business side that I admire, and my clients admire them too, because they're trying to grow their business. So it becomes quite simple. People I admire, I'm sure they admire too. So they become influencers that are perfect, you know, for my message. But, you know, start there, start with your ideal clients.
That's a great piece of wisdom. I also think like social media, even though we're not necessarily looking for the number of followers per se, you can get a good handle on who's influential in your space by starting to follow people who are actually creating engagement with their followers, right? It's not just like they're smashing out post after post after post, but who's actually creating an ongoing dialogue on social media?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, the research piece happens after, I would say there's a primary research you do with your clients, then you do secondary research as well, which definitely you have to go online. There's a tool, it's not a tool, it's a website. It's called influence.co. And if you go there, you can basically find social media influencers, mostly people on Instagram and YouTube. And the beauty of that tool is that you can then see the engagement that people get, you know, the, you know, what they do to promote their content. You get a link to their social media profiles, and you can check out what they're doing. And of course, if somebody has a solid Instagram following and the YouTube channel, that's perfect, because you know what it is. YouTube really is a content delivery platform, right? And then of course, go to iTunes and search for your topic of expertise to find those podcasters. For blogs, I would say I like SimilarWeb.com as another research tool, because let's say, for example, that I know one blog. Let's say that I want to have articles on Tiny Buddha. Then I just type Tiny Buddha, and then I get all of the competitors of Tiny Buddha. So guess what? Those are also influencers that are perfect for me. So you definitely have to do the secondary research as well.
I love that. I officially have learned two new things today. Thank you very much. I know our listeners are going to be super excited. I will post the links to these tools, resources, sites that Cloris mentioned, because these are super valuable. Cloris, I think, you know, it's always fascinating to me how someone becomes the expert that they are. You know, you have such an amazing like set of resources and gifts, and you're so smart and talented. How, maybe give us the short version of how you got where you are today.
Oh, that's so kind of you, Melanie. Well, I think I've gotten here by working really hard and by making a lot of mistakes and learning from them. I would say most recently by finally learning to learn from people who have been there before me, because that was me early in my business. I just wanted to do it all. You know, I'm an engineer. I have a background in marketing. So I said, oh, I can figure this out, right? It's online marketing, but I'll figure it out. So of course I made a lot of mistakes. I created a program. It took me 6 months, right? I was creating this digital program. Didn't ask anybody if this was needed. I just thought, oh, people need to learn about personal brand. That's so important, right? You need to have a strong personal brand. So I went and created this program, again, 6 months in a cave, not asking anyone. Of course, guess what? I I launched this program, again, a ton of work, and I only got two people interested. I retired that program learning my lesson. So I would say, regardless of where you are at in your journey, always before you do anything new, then seek the help and guidance of somebody who has been there before. So I would say that's my number one lesson I've learned.
This is a great segue into one of my favorite questions to ask my guests is, what do you think is the boldest move you've ever had to make to grow your business?
The boldest move I've ever had to make to grow my business, I think, is to reach out to influencers, Melanie, because I used to be one of those. I was working 14-hour days. I was transitioning from my offline business. I had an academic coaching business that was working well. And now I wanted to be online, right? I wanted to help people, empower people online. So once again, I wanted to do it all myself. It's like, oh yeah, I'll write a blog. I'll have a radio show. People will find me. I wrote a book. I put it all out there. And guess what? Crickets, right? So I was becoming really frustrated, really burned out. Like, I remember waking up and saying, oh no, another day. It's like, why? I don't want to do this again. I don't want to write another blog post. And it was only when I finally understood that I couldn't do this alone that things changed. And that was tough for me because, as I said, I'm a very independent person. I've always been like that. And just for me to go out there and create relationships and ask for help, that was tough. And I'm so glad I did, because if not, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, I think a lot of us would say that allowing ourselves to be the person who can ask for support was a game changer. And I know it was for me. Like, if I had not aligned with other influencers, I don't think I would have ever gotten off the ground, at least at the level, at the accelerated rate that I did.
Yes, it's so true. And, you know, it's scary and it's a big change. But, you know, like, everything's a little tough at the beginning, but then you see the results and you say, oh my God, I'm so glad I did this.
Mm-hmm. Well said. You have a really awesome resource that you've offered to our community. Could you tell us about your 15 ways to get noticed?
Yeah, it's a great resource to get started. It'll give you great ideas on how to get noticed by influencers to open the door, right? That's what we talked about earlier in our conversation. So I'll just give you different ideas. You can implement just one of them today and open that door, right? And take that next step. So again, it just takes one single step, right, to get you started. And that's at cloriskylie.com/AYS.
And I will post that link in the show notes for you as well. If you're driving and you're trying to pull over quickly, to write it down so you don't miss out on it. I'd highly recommend following Cloris, following the work that she's doing, downloading the 15 ways to get noticed by influencers to grow your business. Start to really find the 1, 2, maybe 3 tactics you can put into action right away, because I have to say, like, I've used a lot of things that Cloris teaches here today. Cloris and I have so many similarities. It's one of the things that's just really bonded me with her. I just love her work because it works. It's proven to work. It makes a big difference. And you've got to find those ways to speed up the connections that open doors that you cannot open on your own. And it's so much easier when someone can open that door for you. And it's fun too, because then you meet really awesome people.
Oh, it's great. And then you start seeing yourself as one of those influencers, right? When it's all about the people you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, there's one, you know, a lot of times people think, influencer, am I really, you know, is that my jam? Like, is that who I want to hang out with? Let me just tell you something. When you start to align with people who are influential, meaning they have the ability to impact and inspire other people into action, you have no idea how many people your work is changing their life. You may not ever hear from them. You may not ever know it, but I bump into people all the time at events and they say, oh, I've been following your work for years and you helped me change this one thing that made such a difference in my life. And that's what happens when you allow yourself to align with other people of influence, align with other experts. You're going to serve people that you never even knew about, and you're making that silent difference in the world.
Well said, Melanie.
Well, Cloris, I'm so excited that you joined me here today. I'm super excited to hear all the amazing feedback from our listeners. I want to encourage you to come into the Amplifier Success community. Let's have a dialogue with Cloris about what it means to get connected to other influencers and skyrocket your business. I can't wait to hear what shifts for you putting this into action today. So thanks again, Cloris, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.